Welcome into the drive.
It's all about intensity.
Swing and a drive.
Don't get out tough. Don't let them rain threes on you.
High drive to left field.
That was incredible.
I think this team showed their full arsenal.
The drive of the game.
So what? The teams are coming after you. Go after them.
Fully impressed with the team effort.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely crushed.
Lon finally hit the irrational button.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Brett Bielema, Illinois football coach. How are you, sir?
Let's go for a little ride.
Oh, yeah. Good evening. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lon Tay, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. And right now, we're going to talk a little NBA chatter. We started the show talking some NBA. The play-in tournament begins tonight. You've got the Hornets at Pacers, and you got Matt Cilic's Wizards at the Celtics. Matt Cilic, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's been a while. How are you guys?
It has been a while. And when you say it like that, you make me feel like we should have had you back on.
Well, no, I think, I got to be honest with you. I feel like the NBA this year has been a little bit, I think it's the weird schedule, the fact that they pushed it back, a month or so for the regular season. And the fact that, baseball got started. I've been really enjoying baseball so far this year. I feel like it's been kind of a quiet NBA season. There's been some injuries to star players like LeBron, Anthony Davis. So it's been kind of a quiet time for the NBA, I feel like. Not as much drama as I feel like we normally get out of the league.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And we all talked about how we're excited about tonight's games because now everybody's playing, right? You don't have your load management. You don't have this kind of stuff. Is that good for the game? And I'm not even asking you to say, well, it's in the long run, it's good for LeBron to sit out a few games and be ready to go when the playoff starts. Is it good for the game in general? Because I can't imagine, I would not be happy if I paid over $100 a ticket to go watch a team and then the star player didn't play. But listen to me, I'm whining.
No, I mean, like, I am going to kind of say, sort of what you addressed, but I agree with both sides, right? Like, you don't want to go to a game, I got tickets. I guess it would be 2 years ago before the pandemic hit, we had tickets to go see the Lakers and I think, or maybe the Pelicans as well. And I was all excited to see Zion, see LeBron in person for the first time. And those games ended up getting canceled. So it wasn't a load management thing, but it was, the disappointment of not seeing those guys is obviously it's huge. That's who who you pay to see. So it definitely does hurt some of the regular season interest. But at the same time, I think there is a real factor of, this is when we need LeBron healthy. This is the playoffs.
Yeah,
this is where
true.
It all matters. That's what people are watching for. And if we see something like what happened a few years ago where that Warriors-Raptors finals, right, where Durant goes down because of an injury and tears his Achilles. Klay Thompson goes down because he tears his ACL. That series was really a bust by the end. And that's no discredit to the Raptors who won the series. But it doesn't feel quite the same if not everybody is present. And if there's any amount that teams can do to get their guys healthy or to keep their guys healthy by the doing that load management, I think it's on them to try. And then I would say in response, it's on the league to say, what is the schedule format we can figure out that works the best for everyone? Where maybe LeBron doesn't have to sit any regular season games. Does that mean reducing the number of regular season games by 10, 15? This year they reduced it by 10, but the schedule was compressed. So there was even more of that sort of load management. Let's not push guys because we're playing more back-to-backs than they have in years this season. So there's definitely a give and take there. I can't blame you for being disappointed when something like that happens. So.
That's fair. And Derek, I'll let you go next here, obviously. But, I could easily go to Busch Stadium and Arenado not play that night, too. So, it just seems like it's more frequent in the NBA, and that's frustrating to me.
Matt, let's clear this up now. You felt disrespected by Lon not texting you when Russell Westbrook on your Wizards is going off with all these triple doubles, and you keep pulling up your phone. No, Lon hasn't texted me coming to the show. No, he still hasn't. Bitter Sixers fan, right?
I did not feel disrespected. I was honestly, I felt disrespected by the Wizards when they traded away my favorite player in basketball history, John Wall, for Russell Westbrook. So actually was upset about that the whole start of this entire thing.
Yeah, that's why I didn't have more.
I am happy that Westbrook has played well. Obviously, and the Wizards have been a hot team going into tonight's play-in game. They're probably, they look the best of the four play-in teams that, that are remaining in the East, the Celtics, Pacers, Hornets, and Wizards. They probably look the best of those teams because Westbrook is playing well and because the Celtics have really had a lot of injuries. But at the same time, I wasn't the biggest fan of the move because just, you know, when a team is rebuilding, why give away a draft pick, even if it is for a better, healthier player? But that's beside the point. I think, obviously, what Westbrook is doing is incredible stuff. If everyone could do it, everyone would do it, and not everyone
Good
has
call.
Done it. He's the only one who's done it. So
for this game tonight, now, Brad Beal, who has history with Jason Tatum, same both from St. Louis,
that's
same
right.
AAU program, Beal always gets up for those games. And if I'm not mistaken, I think in the three times they played this year, he put up at least 30 in all three of those. But he's coming off a hamstring injury. What do you think about that going into this game? And then what's up with the Celtics? I know Jaylen Brown's been hurt, but they should be more so, at least what you would have thought, in an NBA Finals conversation versus a playoff play-in game.
Yeah, the Celtics have had a weird year. I guess we'll start with Beal. So Beal has averaged, I believe, like 40 points plus against the Celtics this year. So he's really been on fire against them. I don't really feel they have Marcus Smart as a solid guard defender, but beyond him, I don't really think they have anyone who can check Beal on a regular basis. Jaylen Brown, probably a little bit too big. And obviously now he's out for the rest of the year. And they don't really have another solid guard who can contain Beal. So Beal's been really, really strong against them. But as you said, he's been hurt. I think we'll probably see an uneven effort out of him tonight. I would be surprised if he's able to muster, you know, another 40, 50 point affair, because just the way he's played the couple games he's been back from that hamstring has not been super impressive. It looks like he's really grinding it out. Again, the shortened season, compressed schedule, I'm not betting on guys who have injury issues right now. And if we discuss playoff predictions later, like, you'll see that reflected. It's hard to bet on that in a weird season. But as for the Celtics, yeah, I think, you know, they've just been so up and down this year. And I think the injuries were really the nail in the coffin. To lose Jaylen Brown, he's having a breakout season, clear all-star level player, a guy who's really developed his offensive game. Coming out of college, you remember, it was like kind of weird that he got picked three. He was considered really raw. He did not have a lot of self-creation skills on offense. Now that's what he does. He creates offense for himself and for others. Dishing out a few assists a game and scoring the heck out of the ball. So, yeah, I think they've been just an uneven team that really doesn't have the depth they need and has dealt with as many injuries as anybody has in this, again, weird season.
Matt Cilic, he's our resident NBA expert. Follow him on Twitter, at @MCilic and the number 2. So, @MCilic2. All right, Warriors-Lakers. We're finally going to get, I think, a healthy LeBron, a healthy Anthony Davis. You got Steph Curry. The Warriors are playing really good basketball coming into this game. It's obviously not a do or die. Even if you lose, you still have a chance. But are the Warriors, the way they're playing right now, are they going to be too much for the Lakers? Or are the Lakers simply good enough to say, all right, it's May 18th. Let's flip the switch. Let's start winning.
I think it's the latter. I think that the Lakers have been grinding out this season. I mean, it's easy to forget that after the Lakers won the title last year, they had, I think, 2 months at most off before the start of this next season. And normally you get, you know, a solid 3 months at least. So they really have struggled with injuries. They're trying to do that load management. LeBron had this, you know, really tough ankle situation that happened when Solomon Hill fell on him. And that has really persisted throughout the entire second half of the season. And continues to be an issue now. I mean, as I said, I'm not 100% trustworthy of the health of this team. That being said, in a one-game scenario, right now, as of now, we know Anthony Davis is going to play, and we know LeBron James is going to play. And if that's the case, I feel like there's no way you could really pick the Warriors, at least in my opinion. That's not to say they can't win, but
yeah.
The Lakers are just a more solid team right now than the Warriors. But that's kind of the beauty of the play-in game, right? As we discussed before with, like, MLB's wild card. Truly anything can happen. You can have one guy have a great pitching performance, just like here you can have Steph Curry go off. If he shoots 10 of 14 from three and scores 50 points and has, you know, 8 rebounds, 6 assists like he's been doing lately, yeah, I think the Warriors probably have a really good shot at winning. So that's going to be obviously a really thrilling game to watch.
Yes, it will.
I would still pick the Lakers. I still think the Lakers are even a title threat, but I'm really closely watching LeBron James's injury issues and particularly that ankle because that could be a huge issue.
Matt, curious in your take on the West as a whole as we enter this postseason. A lot of talk preseason, Lakers, Clippers, as you would imagine. The Jazz, the one seed. Suns had a fabulous year. They're the two seed. Me, personally, I'm going to be selfish and root for the Blazers. I just want to see as much Dame Lillard as I possibly can. Would love to see them go deep. What do you think about the way that that's going to shake out in the West?
I'm really disappointed because with what happened leading up to the playoffs, because I think the loss of Jamal Murray for Denver to a torn ACL is so, so crushing. Because after that team acquired Aaron Gordon at the deadline, you have a lineup, any lineup in crunch time is going to include Nikola Jokic, the presumptive MVP, a guy who's almost certainly going to win that this year and well deserves it, appears to be maybe like the best player going right now, at least in the regular season. Then you would have Jamal Murray normally. You have Michael Porter Jr., who I have continued to doubt his entire first few years, thinking maybe injuries are coming, thinking his style of play, kind of just a gunning kind of guy, might not quite work in a team context. He continues to prove me wrong and get better. And then you have Aaron Gordon, who's this Swiss Army knife, multi-positional, you know, big-time, like all-tool player who can do pretty much anything for you. That's a really threatening top four there. And I really wanted to see them go up with some of the West's best in terms of Utah, Phoenix, the Clippers, et cetera. So that, I think, is one of my biggest disappointments. But it might result in something good for you, Piper, because obviously they have a first-round matchup coming up against Portland. And I think that, I mean, I don't know if it's a 50-50 series, but Portland definitely has a shot because, you know, obviously you got Dame going against a team that's really thin at guard right now in Denver. In terms of big-picture stuff, I think Utah and Phoenix, both those teams looked amazing this year, and it's a huge credit to them. I just have to see it in the playoffs before I really believe in them. I think Utah's core has been victim to some bad shooting luck the last few years. Like, they played Houston two or three years in a row, and those series they just could not get a shot to go down. Hopefully that changes because I'd like to see them have more success. Obviously, they're a really talented team. Mike Conley finally came around this year. For the Suns, CP3, yet another chance to take a team, carry a team on his back, sort of from mediocrity into the playoffs. They've been phenomenal this year. Looking forward to seeing what they do, but to me, just like too much youth to pick them to come out. Ayton and Booker have never been in this situation before. Obviously, the bubble last year was a good little test for Booker, but I think this is going to be different. Playoff basketball is different. And then, you know, the Lakers and Clippers are probably the dark horses. I don't know if you can even call the Clippers a dark horse, but just because of their seeds coming out of the 4 and 7 spots. Yeah, I think those two teams, obviously, last year we thought they were the biggest threat. So it's a really interesting West this year and a lot of kind of ways this could go down and different matchups that could lead to different outcomes.
Matt, you mentioned there Chris Paul. I'm curious in your take. To say that he needs something to happen doesn't sound right because he's going to be
incredible.
Easy Hall of Fame, yep. Thought of as one of the best point guards of his generation, but he hasn't taken a team deep into the postseason. And how big of a knock do you think that is on his career and getting another opportunity? Now, see, I'm talking about my bias here, but him pitted against Deron Williams coming in the league at the same time. I was obviously a Deron guy. Wasn't the biggest Chris Paul fan. Still not, to be frank. But what do you think about that? Does he need to take this Phoenix team deep? And what would that mean if he were to do so?
So I view Chris Paul's career and sort of, if you think about how we view LeBron's career versus Jordan's, right? Like Jordan, he gets to the finals 6 times, they win all 6. He's undefeated in the finals, and that's what a lot of people point to as just like, this is a spotless record for Michael Jordan, right? LeBron is like, yeah, he's what, like 4 titles now? He's on like 4 and 6 in the finals. That's obviously not a very good record. But the fact is that LeBron carried 6 teams that probably weren't all that good. I think there's one finals you can say he was not the favorite going in. That's the 2011 Mavericks Heat series Mavericks Heat series, the first year of the Big Three. They were a heavy favorite, and they did not come through, and LeBron shrunk from the moment in that series. But other than that, he's pulled some teams that really had no business being in the finals or were really injured when they got there. He's pulled those teams to within the brink of winning a championship. The same thing sort of applies to Chris Paul in some cases where, you know, what postseason success has a guy like James Harden has? And yet when Chris Paul teamed up with James Harden, that team was within an inch of taking out one of the best teams in history, the Golden State Warriors in 2017. Mm. They were as close as a tweaked hamstring for Chris Paul from winning that series. So it's sort of one of those things where this guy keeps getting himself and his teams to the playoffs on the back of an incredible regular season yet again, and he's still doing it as a tiny guard at age, 34, 36, right, whatever he is now. That's truly historically incredible. So I think you're right in saying, obviously, yes, he's an obvious Hall of Famer. He doesn't really need a win. But then, you know, at the same time, I'm sure he personally is feeling like, man, can I just get one break, 1 year? Can I get one situation where my team, you know, plays above its head and takes us one round further than people think? This could be that year. I mean, if, let's say, the Warriors get to that seventh spot, like they take down the Lakers tomorrow night, if they play the Warriors in the first round, very winnable series. I don't think that the Warriors, while they are threatening in a one-game scenario because of Curry's explosiveness, I don't see them as very threatening in a, you know, full series.
Fair enough.
And then you win round one and you go up against the injured Denver Nuggets or the injured and not very strong on defense Portland Trailblazers in round two. That seems pretty doable, right? All of a sudden, you're going up against either the Jazz, Clippers, Lakers. You're going up against one of those three teams, and all you got to do is win one series. So, you know, that they really have a shot this year. And so I think that as much as I'm forgiving of Chris Paul's, you know, playoff career, because I feel like he's proven himself time and again to be able to drag teams further than they should go, at the same time, he's got another great opportunity here to do something even better than that. And that's, you know, make the NBA Finals, potentially put them in position to win a title. And we'll see if they can do it.
It's almost humorous that Chris Paul is like 6'2". I mean, that sounds almost funny anymore, right? Yeah, I mean, it's like we got guys that are 6'10 bringing the ball down the court, and here's little Chris Paul at 6'2 still doing what he does, which speaks a lot, like you said, to his game and how good he really is. All right, last one from me. In the East, you know my Sixers are playing well, obviously a great season for them, but I just cannot see them getting by the Brooklyn Nets if it happens to that part. Is anybody in the East going to beat Brooklyn? I mean, they've got three prolific scorers, and if they're all on, I can't imagine beating that team.
Yeah, I would say that pre-playoff, just given the landscape of everything, the Nets are probably still my pick to win the title.
Yeah.
I just think that there's too much talent there. Now, we've seen this happen before. We just saw it 3 years ago. Let's not have a short-term memory. The Warriors were stacked just as equally. Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, Kevin Durant, and Steph Curry. Two of those guys go down with injuries. Well, guess what? Their season was over and the Raptors won the title. So there's certainly no sure thing. And not only that, you know, up to that point in their careers, Durant, Klay Thompson, and Steph were very healthy players. Steph obviously had early ankle issues, but beyond that had been healthy for the last 6-7 years. Those guys were all healthy and, you know, things went horribly wrong. They had freak incidents that caused those injuries. With the Nets, you're talking about three players now who have injury issues, or two of the three have injury issues. Harden has been historically healthy, but has been hurt this year, right? And then Irving is almost always nicked up in some way.
Yep.
And has been hurt in the playoffs before when it gets really physical. And then Durant is a guy who's coming off a torn Achilles. So you certainly cannot count out the Sixers, the Bucks, and I might even venture to say the Miami Heat as teams that look like they can do well in the playoffs if things break their way. I do think the Nets are the favorite, and that's deserved. And I think when they've all had their guys together for the, you know, 6 to 8 games that has happened this season, they look virtually unbeatable, right? They have enough good role players. They have the incredible explosive offense. They should win the title, to be frank.
Right.
But, you know, whether it's injuries, whether it's maybe there's some chemistry issue, maybe we have a situation like we did with that Warriors team where when they played the Rockets in 2017, the chemistry looked weird. Something looked off, and you could tell it from the outside. Maybe that happens here. We don't know. But, yeah, I think for all intents and purposes, Brooklyn is the favorite and probably should be the favorite.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Philly and Milwaukee don't have a shot.
Tell me the Sixers can't play the Celtics. Is there a way that the Celtics will play the Sixers in this first round? Just please.
There is a way. I think it's the Wizards beat the Celtics. The Celtics then win their second game, so they get the 8th seed, and then the Sixers would have to play them.
Okay. And then the Celtics will be unbeatable for a series. I can already see it. It's already starting to happen again. Matt Cilich, the resident NBA expert. I love it. At MCilich2. It's always great to catch up. We'll probably turn up the heat a little bit with you over the next, you know, month or so as these playoffs get rolling and get underway, if that's cool with you.
Hey, I'm ready for it. I'm ready to talk basketball. I'm ready to dive back in after what's been a really weird regular season. Let's have a great playoff.
I love it. Matt, thank you so much. Always great to talk to you, buddy.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
All right. That is Matt Cilich, former intern here on the that was with the Tay and Jay show. And you could tell back then how much he knew. It's crazy how much he knows about the NBA. I know I say that every time, and it might be because I don't know as much about the NBA, and so to hear someone just spit out and regurgitate stats and players, and he missed this many games and this, and if this happens and then that team beat that team, I'm like, how do you know that? But he loves it. He definitely loves it. All right, when we come back, have we built a parlay?
I think you have.
I built a little bit of one on a Cardinals game. We'll see if Trevor worked on one with the Cubbies. So we'll get all that organized and hopefully get that to you. We're off a little bit early tonight. Cardinals and Pirates tonight. John Gant against, is it TJ Brubaker or JT?
JT
Brubaker. That game on our station. And then, of course, on 105.9 FM, our sister station, you'll hear the Nationals at the Cubbies. Kind of preview those two and maybe do a little parlay wager. When we come back, it's a drive. Long's Garage in Urbana is the oldest auto repair facility in the area. In fact, they've been in business 80 years. That spanned 20 presidential elections. The population of Champaign-Urbana 80 years ago was around 23,000. Now it's over 210,000, and Long's is still proudly serving all of them. There aren't many places that can survive and thrive through 80 years of outstanding service, so give Long's a shot at 503 East Main Street in Urbana or online at longsautomotiverepair.com.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning. If you're looking for a top-of-the-line air conditioner, think Amana. We carry all sizes and offer expert installation. ABC Heating and Air Conditioning is locally owned, and we've been in business for 50 years, and for 50 years, the only brand we've sold is Amana. So go with a company that is local, dependable, and will be there for you no matter what time of day or night. ABC, always be comfortable. Let us install your new Amana air conditioner. Visit www.abcheatingandac.com.
If you're looking for a car dealership that is 100% attentive to detail, cares deeply about your satisfaction, and carries cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans that you want to drive, look no further than Sarah Champagne. Sarah Champagne knows you have high expectations, but they enjoy the challenge of meeting and exceeding those standards each and every time. Allow them to demonstrate their commitment to excellence. Sarah Honda, Sarah BMW, Sarah GMC, Sarah Buick, and Sarah Subaru in Savoy. Or find them online at sarahchampagne.com.
The sounds of spring and the smell of flowers in the air, they all add up to Spring Green, America's neighborhood lawn care team. They become your favorite through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green will service and maintain your lawnscape with seeding, aeration, fertilizing, disease, and insect control. Over 32 years of satisfied customers reflect their commitment to Champaign-Urbana and the Mattoon-Charleston area. Call Spring Green at 217-359-2111 or online at spring-green.com.
Jeff Facer on what Area Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business-to-business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
Gerber Collision and Glass offers contact-free estimates and repairs. Our top priority is the health and safety of our customers and team members. That's why our drop-and-go services include three flexible options for repairing your vehicle without having to walk into one of our shops. You can schedule an appointment for drop-off, arrange a contact-free curbside estimate, or send us photos of the damage for an online estimate. Learn more and find your location at GerberCollision.com. Get it to Gerber.
Are you ready to feel the difference with Matex heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical? Matex is the top-rated, most trusted, and most trained residential and commercial service provider in Central Illinois. For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have made Matex their top choice for their HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With locations in Champaign, Monticello, and Mattoon, Matex will provide the 24/7 emergency service or installation you need. Visit MattexService.com to book your appointment today. Matex, feel the difference.
Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of of your home appliance? Is your washing machine about to pump water onto your new hardwood floor?
Oh, no!
Is your refrigerator about to give up the ghost, costing you hundreds in spoiled meat?
That might also stink.
Now imagine, if you will, that home appliance is 4 years old, maybe three, heaven forbid only two.
Oh, the humanity of it all!
If only there was a local store that sold new appliances and fixed them as well.
I'm Dennis Reakin, owner and chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We've been repairing appliances in Central Illinois since 1977. Our own technicians, our own parts department, and most appliances come with our free 10-year protection plan.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, you saved me.
There you have it, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Not just an appliance store, a store that fixes what ails your home appliance.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get the whole store.
Hey, Illini fans, it's your girl, Chinee Ogumike. Catch Lante and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Let me tell you about Rector Construction. Rector is the reliable roofing, construction, and remodeling company in Central Illinois. Spring is here.
Well, you know,
there's a is in there.
Spring here. Because you're going to talk about roofs, right? But
well, or crawl spaces.
Or that. Or let's say you're wanting to remodel a bathroom.
We could do that.
Or a kitchen. Or a lot of people might be looking to remodel a house to sell. Maybe, or you just bought a house and you're like, all right, I like the look of this house, but we need more space here, or we need a laundry room up here. Rector Construction can do all of that. They do it all. And they let you text them. That's the cool thing. I don't know why that's so cool.
I should have let you do this read, because you nailed it. I don't even got to say anything else.
I'm just thinking we all need a bigger laundry room.
I could use one of those.
Yeah.
I have a laundry room, just a bigger one. Rector Construction can help you out. 217-281-7000. Call or text or online at rectorconstruction.com. That's 281-7000 or online at rectorconstruction.com.
Nice. The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, Trevor Valise here as well. And joining us now, not feeling comfortable about a Cubs parlay tonight.
No, I was shook last night after feeling like Lester would shove.
Yeah.
Derek was right on that one. And then I've been dialed into NBA. So
right.
I don't have a great pulse on Corbin versus Davies. Maybe an over would be the only thing I'd recommend on that one.
Little Doug McDermott sighting here as the Pacers and Wizards get ready to tip off. No, I'm sorry.
Hornets.
Pacers and Hornets.
Hornets are a fun team.
The Hornets won the tip. They will win the game.
I'm good with that.
Yep, I am too, to be honest with you.
Did it already start?
It just started.
Wow.
I thought it was 5:40, but yeah, it's off and running.
Did you guys get your bets in on that?
Yeah. Now, the one thing I don't like about this broadcast is that it's not the Hornets announcer.
Oh, that's right.
Because he loses his mind whenever something happens, and I wish he were calling this game.
All right, and you did some
work.
This
is 1 minute of him saying things.
Okay, here is the Hornets announcer. All right, here we go. Hold on, let me prepare.
Kemba Walker.
Oh! Brandon ripped it down! Oh!
Kemba! Off the window!
The third quarter, it's Kemba.
Fires it! And makes it!
What'd he say?
He did!
Gordon Hayward, one man to beat.
Punches it on top of Fox! Pump diddly dee!
Here comes LaMelo Ball with his hair on fire.
Oh my goodness. I thought halfway through that, I was like, what did he say? It sounded like he said a bad word or two. But, I'm glad you did that. I've never heard that guy.
So he actually worked for BTN for a few years.
Unbelievable.
Eric Collins, he called a few Illini football games.
That's him?
Yeah. The little guy, Eric Collins.
That doesn't even sound like him.
His phrase is hum diddly D.
Oh, my goodness. And he's the color guy, right?
No, he's the play-by-play. Steph's dad, Dell, is the color guy for
got
the Hornets.
It. Okay. That is, you know what? That's pretty cool. You know, because for the most part, Collins, like when he does Illinois games, I don't want to say he's boring, he's very good, but he's kind of a, you know, I don't even know what I'm trying to say. He doesn't show that kind of flash like he does in the NBA.
I remember he called Tyler Griffey's buzzer beater game winner against
Indiana.
No.
Gardner-Webb.
Gardner-Webb. There it is. And he was nowhere near as excited as he was in this video.
Well, that was awesome. That's really cool to hear. Okay. All right. So that game going on right now, Hornets and Pacers. And then, of course, following that will be Wizards-Celtics. Tomorrow night, you got Spurs-Grizzlies. I don't have much interest in that one.
No, thanks.
No.
Who's on the Grizzlies that I would be?
Ja Morant.
Oh, that's right. All right. And then, of course, Warriors-Lakers. I'm all about watching that one. But that'll be a late one. You know what? That's perfect. I assume this will be the late game tomorrow night. Blues-Avalanche, 9 o'clock tomorrow night. So I'll
be up anyway.
Yeah, I'll be up anyway. I'll just be flipping back and forth to watch that game. That'll be cool. All right, we put together a quick Cardinals parlay for tonight. And I got to get to it here. We got the Cardinals winning. Now they're 3-0. They do need it. They're 3-0 against the Pirates. By the way, Pacers are coming out
off and running.
Blazing 11-3 right now. Great. I'm glad that I didn't bet the Pacers on that.
Has anyone made a three yet?
Yes, I think so. Well, the Pacers
joined me on my 5-4-3-2-1.
The Pacers started the game with a three.
Excellent.
I don't remember who it was. All right. So here's the parlay for the Cardinals. We got the Cardinals winning. Brubaker, though, getting over 5.5 strikeouts. He had 7 against him the first time they met. Nolan Arenado to get a hit. He's had a hit in like 22 of the last 25 games. And then Adam Frazier, who seems to like hitting against the Cardinals to get a hit. That's just simple. Those things happening, that's our parlay tonight. So, what is it, $5?
Adam Frazier likes getting hits in general. He's hitting .323 on the season.
He's good, man. He and Tommy Edman, they're just two guys that wear you out and get on base. So, I like that.
I think Arenado is either tied or has he tied or surpassed Edman in hits on the season? Because there was a while there where Edman was leading the league in hits. And now he's dropped back, I think, to 4th or 5th.
Wow. Well, I would say, I mean, as Arenado is just so consistent. And so is Edmund, don't get me wrong. But just every night he's getting 1 or 2 hits. And interesting enough, Tyler O'Neill not in the lineup tonight for the Cardinals. And he went 3-for-4 against Brubaker the last time they played. So that's interesting to see that he's not in the
lineup.
Although
he did leave Sunday's game.
Oh, that's right. That's what it is. So that's okay. That's right. I had forgotten about that. So Cardinals and Pirates, just a 2-game set for these two teams. They play tonight and tomorrow night. And then, of course, day off again on Thursday. And then the Cubbies in town for the weekend series down at Busch Stadium. I wonder what the pitching matchup will be in that one. Is Flaherty supposed to go tomorrow night for the Cardinals?
I
would imagine.
Because I looked at the matchup for our winner for Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's Wainwright and Alzolay. And then Sunday Night Baseball is KK and I don't remember.
Okay, that's fine. Well,
it's not anything like.
Yeah. Well, it'd be Davies, right? Because Alzolay went last night.
Yep.
So it'd be Davies. So,
and then it'd be Trevor Williams in game one, I believe. Or Kyle Hendricks, one of the two, against whoever would be.
I'd be shocked if the Cardinals don't have Gant. Flaherty starting against the Cubs. I would be shocked. By the way, the Pacers cannot miss. McDermott just hit a three. It's 20-7. Thanks for that parlay advice.
Excellent.
Trevor, much appreciated.
You want one for later?
Yeah.
I don't think the Celtics are like almost full-blown team made the NIT that doesn't even want to be there with this. And they've just been weird and bad. But Tatum is going to have to do everything.
Yes.
Because, I mean, no Jaylen Brown. I know Kemba's good, but I believe the last time they were without, the players they're without tonight, Tatum triple-doubled. Brown and somebody else. So, of course, that was before Fournier. So you got to consider that, too. But, and then Derek threw in those great Beal stats. I wouldn't mind going like 35 plus points on both Beal and Tatum.
Holy cow.
I mean, you say that, but I mean,
I know, isn't that funny?
Like, Tatum scored 60 in a game a few weeks ago.
It's for somebody that doesn't watch the NBA much to sit here and say, oh yeah, there's going to be two guys score 35 plus. When you're more of a college basketball fan, you're like, wait, 35 plus.
Yeah. But then you sit down to watch a weird, lifeless NBA game and you go, oh yeah, there they go. They just keep shooting every 10 seconds, and they've got 35 in the first half. That's right.
All right, so I like that. I like that.
If you feel crazy putting like a dollar or two on 35-plus for both or 40-plus for both, I don't hate that.
Okay. I like that idea. I like that idea.
Beal lights up the Celtics. My only concern is the hamstring. That's fair. I think he's played one game since coming back. He was like 8 for 26 or something like that.
Okay.
But bucket getter.
Yeah. Well, right.
Also,
well,
when just don't bet on Russ. Not that he's not going to do it, but the value is the price is so bad on Russ to get a triple-double. It's like minus 450 for him to go triple-double.
That's unreal.
It's just not worth it. Like you could bet Russ to get 20-plus points, 12-plus rebounds, 12-plus assists, and you'd bet $5 to win six.
Unbelievable.
And you're asking so much to get that.
I agree.
That he could go 20, 12, and 11, and you'd lose your bet, and it's just like the value is not worth that.
No.
So I'd rather take a risk on Beal backing up what Derek cited than Russ just doing his thing.
I like this because then it'll not force me, but it'll kind of make me watch the Wizards Celtics tonight. I'm ready to go watch this Hornets game. I'm hoping the Hornets do something here. That's not exactly an ideal start for somebody that just laid them in a parlay.
It is not.
So that might be the end of that one pretty quick here.
I don't know, though. The NBA.
Yeah, you're right. It fluctuates, doesn't it?
Flows.
A key timeout for the Hornets, I'll put it that way. They just took a key timeout. All right, got to thank Matt Sillage, resident NBA expert. He joined us to discuss all these play-in games going on in the NBA, plus the rest of the West and East. That West is loaded. You're talking Clippers are a four seed with Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. That is going to be fun to watch. And Phoenix, as you mentioned, with Chris Paul, we'll see what they can do. So,
not a Chris Paul guy.
No, you're not. No, and I'm the same way because he was drafted, what, right before Darren?
After.
Right after. Okay, Darren went 3 and he went 4. That's right. Yeah, so we always have kind of compared those two teams. All right, Cardinals baseball is on next against the Pirates. We're out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. It is The Drive.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Hi, it's Stevie J. You know, when we talk advertising with our clients, in the back of everybody's mind is, what do I get? How much do I sell when I advertise on the radio? And you know what? It's a fair question. How much stuff do I sell when I advertise with you? Well, here at Stevie J Broadcasting, we have developed a unique and exclusive marketing program that guarantees people will spend money with your business every month and provide feedback as to what they thought of their experience with you. It's called Stever. Now, if your company is looking for more customers who I guarantee will spend money with you each and every month, why don't you at least find out what this is about? Call 217-840-9913 to get a quick explanation and start knowing what you get for some of your advertising dollar. 217-840-9913. Space for this program is limited. 217-840-9913. Do you want to do something nice for your family? How about the gift of time and less work? Introducing the Wash and Dry Club from Country Squire Cleaners. Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, and Mahomet and deliver it back to your home 3 days later. Laundry done, $25 a week for 25 pounds. The Wash and Dry Club, Country Squire Cleaners, Round Barn in Champaign. Call 356-9422 for complete details. 356-9422. Call today.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham in Urbana.
At Forward from Rastavi, Georgia, number 15, Georgie B.
Hey, it's me, Georgie B. My last 3 years in Champaign have been amazing, amazing, amazing. But the fun doesn't have to stop. Get down to Game Day Spirit to find the exclusive Georgie B t-shirt collection. You will be glad you did. It's always a great day to have a great day at Game Day Spirit, baby. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop. Yes, sir.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley Home Store. Ashley Home Store's Memorial Day sale is going on now. Summer's biggest and best furniture deals are here. For a limited time, get up to 30% off. Or get no interest for 6 whole years with no minimum purchase. These Memorial Day furniture savings are only for a limited time. You don't want to miss the Memorial Day sale. Hurry in or visit ashleyhomestore.com to shop and save today. Only at America's number one furniture and mattress store, Ashley Home Store. This is home.
If you need professional painters, look no further than Fresh Coat Painting. Locally owned Fresh Coat Painters of Champaign handle interior, exterior, residential, and commercial painting jobs. No matter how large or small, they take care of it with a genuine smile and with utmost courtesy. And they offer contact-free estimates and same-as-cash financing. For a contact-free estimate, just go to FreshCoatPainters.com. Stay local. Go with a professional painter you can trust. FreshCoatPainters.com.
Hey, could you tell me what aisle your car batteries are in?
Sure, I'll go grab one for you. Here's your battery. It might be expired, but oh well. Also, the brand isn't that great, but it should work for at least a year or two, maybe. Anyways, I went ahead and charged you for it, and here's the battery. Okay, have a great day.
What just happened?
Sometimes good things are hard to find, but they're worth the wait. Make the trip out to Interstate All Battery Center at 2504 North Madison Avenue and get all of your battery needs taken care of by the trusted professionals. Give them a call today at 355-4855.
Visit Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing in Paxton. They're the area's premier Linux system dealer. With a BBB A+ rating and accreditation, you can trust their expert technicians to deliver the best heating, cooling, and plumbing services in our area. From maintenance and repairs on any maker model to the highly regarded AC and furnace installations, Dogtown is the name to call to guarantee your comfort for any month of the year. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, home of the $79 checkup and plumbing service call. Call 689-2166. Dogtown Heating and Air.
Summer is right around the corner. Make sure to stop into Game Day Spirit this spring and check out their great selection of Illini merchandise. Shop polos, tanks, crops, tees, and more, all from great brands such as Tommy Bahama, Champion, and Nike. With new styles arriving daily, there's something for every Illini fan. Shop at Game Day Spirit at the corner of Neil and Kirby in Champaign, 6th and Green in Campus Town, or 24/7 online at GameDaySpirit.com.
Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
Salon 105 in Muhammad is the premier upscale hair salon in the area. If you've got someone in your life who's looking for a fresh style, send them over to one of the amazing stylists at Salon 105. But don't take my word for it. Here's owner Kelsey Briggs.
You should send your wife or your girlfriend or just a friend in. Let them know you're thinking about them. Send them in here. We'll make them feel real good. Get your hair done. Try a new look, a new style. Feel fresh. We can do that for you.
Check them out online for details. Salon-105.com.
Hi, this is Congressman Rodney Davis. If you need help with the IRS, the VA, Medicare, or Social Security, I can help cut through the red tape and make sure you're being treated fairly. To receive assistance, please call my office at 217-824-5117 or go online at rodneydavis.house.gov. It is an honor and pleasure to work for you.
This ad was paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Are you ready to travel? It's the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, and you're invited. Hey, it's Stevie J. Finally, we have a trip. Join us along with the Champaign County Farm Bureau and Lois Wood and our tour leader, Mary Beth Karasik, for this wonderful August getaway. It's August 21st through the 29th. We'll start in Alton, Illinois. We'll cruise all the way up the Mississippi to Red Wing, Minnesota, stopping in Clinton, Iowa, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and Hannibal, Missouri, home of Mark Twain. Join us for this incredible trip on the Mississippi, and all of the crew and passengers will be fully vaccinated. Prices start at just $3,362, but space is limited. You can visit steviejtravel.com, that's steviejtravel.com, to get all your information. Or for more information, just call us, 217-840-9913. For the American Queen Upper Mississippi Cruise, August 21st through the 29th, Stevie J Travel. Where do you want to go?
Great to be with you on the Ameren Total Access Show here on the Cardinals Radio Network, live at Cardinals Nation, right across the street from the ballpark. This is great. We've got increased capacity at Busch Stadium tonight. We've got a ball game coming up in just a little bit. Looks like the rain is going to hold off. We've got a lot to do here on the Ameren Total Access Show. Kevin Wheeler with you here. Until we pass you along to Mike Shannon and John Rooney, we'll get the first look from the booth with them in just a little bit. And of course, they'll have the call of the game coming up tonight. We'll pass them the baton around 6:30, just a little after that. Of course, first pitch coming up at 6:45 tonight. So this is a short two-game series for the Cardinals and the Pirates. Game one tonight, John Gant getting the start for the Cardinals, JT Brubaker getting the start for the Pirates, and of course looking forward to seeing if we can throw a few more strikes moving forward. I know that's kind of the big topic coming out of the series in San Diego, but as John Mozeliak said this afternoon, the best thing about the San Diego series is that you've moved past it now, and it's time to focus on the Pirates and obviously the Cubs coming up this weekend. Right now, it's time for us to focus on the Central Bank of St. Louis replay, and we're flashing back to the last time these two teams met this season.
The pitch to Karp. There's a swing and a fly ball hit deep right center field. That might go. It's a goner. 2 days in a row, Carpenter has hit a pinch hit three-run homer. And the Cardinals lead 6-1. The 0-2 pitch. A ground ball to the left side of the infield. DeYoung has it. The shortstop throws out Gonzalez for a Redbird winner. The pitch to Paul DeYoung. A swing, and there's a high fly ball. Hit to deep left field. Tom, back to the wall. It's a gunner. Paul DeYoung with a three-run homer in the first inning. And DeYoung gets his third hit in the last 26 at-bats. It was a big one. His sixth home run of the year. The pitch on the way. And it's a check swing. He offered on a slider in the dirt. Perez argues his case with Jordan Baker, but Baker called him out. 9 strikeouts for Flaherty. The 0-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle of the infield. Fielded by Tommy Edman. He throws out Evans for a Redbird winner. Grove from the stretch. The pitch on the way. A swing, and there's a drive deep left field. Tom goes back and watches it fly out for a home run. Harrison Bader hitting career home run number 32. Gets his first homer of 2021. 3-0 Cardinals in the second inning. The 2-2 pitch with two outs. Swing and a miss for a Redbird winner. The Cardinals beat the Pirates 3-0 and swept the series.
Our replay is brought to you by Central Bank, your hometown bank of the St. Louis Cardinals. I want to remind you to download the MLB app to get in-game video highlights, live pitch-by-pitch, breaking news, player updates, stat leaderboards, and more for your St. Louis Cardinals. It's the MLB app. All right, coming up next, we'll check in on one of the Cardinals' top young prospects, Jordan Walker, off to a really hot start at Low A Palm Beach. We'll tell you about it next up on the Ameren Total Access Show on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Want the truth on why I wake up looking so darn awesome? I take care of my skin. Not just my face, but more intimate skin. And when you've got incontinence, you sure need to.
Tena Intimates pads lock liquid in and are now 100% breathable to care for your intimate skin, day or night. Tena Intimates are now endorsed by the Skin Health Alliance. Visit tenasample.com for your free sample. Kind to skin, protects like Tena.
I hate Tom's Tulip Shop. It just smells so flowery. Like we're good at your flower shop. You don't need to remind us.
No matter how hard you work for your small business, online reviewers will find something to complain about.
I needed a fake plant. They don't sell fake plants. Thanks for nothing, Tom.
And while Progressive can't save you from these trolls, we can help you save money on commercial, auto, and business insurance.
Then he says, have a great day. I'll decide what kind of day to have.
Get a quote online today at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliated and third-party insurer.
Make Flooring Surfaces your first stop for new floors in Champaign. A beautiful showroom is filled with the latest on-trend fashions, with flooring pros on hand that provide design assistance and expert advice free of charge. Flooring Surfaces can get you the right tools to tackle projects yourself or provide professional installation service for all kinds of flooring. And with special sale pricing on dozens of flooring options, finding your next project couldn't be easier. See Flooring Surfaces today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
The carts are rolling at Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul. Ride the course in a brand new EasyGo cart. $30 weekdays, $40 weekends includes the cart. Grab your sticks and play some rounds. Then enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the 19th hole restaurant and bar, serving locally sourced produce and meats with daily specials and fish Fridays. Enjoy drinks on the outdoor deck or try your luck in the new private gaming area. A day at Willow Pond Golf Club in Rantoul is more than just golf. Make it your favorite spot for good food and great times with friends.
On the web.
On the Ameren Total Access Show here on the Cardinals Radio Network. Kevin Wheeler with you live at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village. Very cool to be here across the street getting ready to go back to the ballpark tonight and watch the Cardinals take on the Pirates in game one of this two-game series. Obviously, with capacity increased, a lot more Cardinals fans are going to be down here too, which is very cool, and we'll see if we can get back to full capacity here in the not-too-distant future. Right now, though, before we get into anything down the road, let's talk about what's happening at the moment, and that is the Bear Farm Report. And we're going to be focused on third baseman Jordan Walker. He was the Cardinals' first-round draft pick last year. He started off his professional career this year at Low A Palm Beach, and I guess you could say the start to his professional career has gone pretty well. So far, 10 games down at Palm Beach, hitting .382, three doubles, a triple, two home runs, seven runs batted in. Again, all of that in 10 games. He's got more walks than strikeouts, 10 walks to 9 strikeouts and 44 plate appearances. All of that translates to a 1,229 OPS, 700 slugging, over 500 on the on base. And just this week, Jordan Walker was named to the MLB.com Prospect Team of the Week. That came out yesterday. So keep in mind that Palm Beach is typically not a good place for hitters. We find that out every spring. The Florida State League, or at least what used to be called the Florida State League, is always kind of suppressed offensive numbers, and it hasn't mattered even a little bit for Jordan Walker so far. The 18-year-old is killing it here early in the season. And that is the Farm Report, brought to you by Bayer, a proud supporter of America's farmers. Coming up next, we're going to take you inside the clubhouse. We're going to get updates on Tyler O'Neill, on Miles Michaelis, on Carlos Martinez. All of them are a part of the conversation that John Mozeliak had via Zoom this afternoon. We'll hear from Mo next up here on the Ameren Total Access Show on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Spring weather can be a mess, but your car doesn't have to show it. With Club Car Wash's Unlimited Club, you can wash once a week or once a day for one monthly price with no contract. Unlimited Club packages start as low as $20 per month. And no matter which package you choose, you can always enjoy other free amenities like vacuums and floor mat cleaners. For more information on Unlimited Club packages and a list of locations, visit clubcarwash.com. Club Car Wash is the official car wash of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Cardinal fans, summer is the perfect time for creating family memories at Central Missouri's beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Voted the best recreational lake in the nation. Rent a boat and take the kids tubing, skiing, or wakeboarding. Count the smiles at an indoor or an outdoor water park. Or spend the day on the lake exploring 1,150 miles of scenic Ozark shoreline. Plan your summer getaway today at funlake.com or call 1-800-FUN-LAKE for a free Lake of the Ozarks vacation guide.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Your lawn is an important investment. Let Spring Green take care of that lawn. Your local, family-owned and operated Spring Green has been committed to beautifying your neighborhood through quality service and professionalism. Spring Green's full program customers are backed by their guarantee of satisfaction. Smart Money Magazine reports that consumers value a home with a well-maintained lawn and landscape up to 11.3% higher than the base price. Why don't you call Spring Green today, 359-2111, or visit them at spring-green.com. Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw is ready to help you combine home and auto and save right here in Champaign-Urbana. Call 352-1411 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
This is Gina from ABC Heating and Air Conditioning.